Derek Loffenberg sitting in studio with us, the president of the Chippewa County Chapter of Sleep in Heavenly Peace. Derek, welcome.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. So tell us about Sleep in Heavenly Peace.
Yeah, so Sleep in Heavenly Peace started back in 2012 in Idaho, Twin Falls. And since then, we've grown very rapidly. We're up to 256 chapters, with six chapters that just got trained in last weekend. And so with that, the mission is no kid sleeps on the floor in our town.
And Derek, you were telling us a little bit off the air again, there are other chapters, but this came about, too, because you guys saw a need, a gap that, especially in the last year, needed to be filled.
Yeah, absolutely. I was in Afghanistan, and in 2019, my uncle reached out to me and told me about the organization. And so from there, I worked with Jackson County, where I'm from, helped build over 200 beds, and then saw that there was a need here in Chippewa, seeing the poverty level being much higher. And at this point, we just got to get the word out and find the need.
So I'm curious, Sleep in Heavenly Peace, I love that. So you find that there are children that are sleeping in a mattress on the floor. Like, what is their situation?
Yeah, so we're not actively finding them. We're reaching out to community members. And so it's not the parents or legal guardians that have to request that bed. You know, if somebody were to walk into a home, see a child sleeping on the floor, mattress right. on the floor, parents' bed, whatever, that person can make the request. When that comes through, we call them, you know, ask how they heard about us, if it's okay if we use their name when we contact the family, aww. Set up a delivery, and go from there.
And so they're sort of greeted with this amazing gift, and they have their own bed where they previously didn't have their own space. What a gift. That's incredible.
Yeah, and, you know, with a bed, you know, it's the basic need of a child, you know, emotional, mental.
Yeah, their physical. Safe space.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What have we found is the reaction of the transference from, hey, a mattress on the floor to I've got my own bed. What's the reaction?
Yeah, that's the best part, right? They just jump up and down. They're super excited, grateful, and you know that you were there to provide that need. And so we try to get volunteers to come on that part as well as the builds. Now the build's fun. You get to use your hands and tools. But when you see that look on their face and knowing you provided something for them through their childhood, that's where the feel good is.
Derek Loffenberg here with us on the WIB Wake Up Show from Sleep in Heavenly Peace, the Chippewa County chapter. No child sleeps on the floor in our town. Derek, what's the process like for building these beds? Is this something that goes on weekly, monthly? How does that actually work to see these constructed?
Right. Yeah. So, you know, we, like any charity, we have to raise the funds. And once we raise enough for the bed build, you know, lumber, hardware, mattresses, then we host the build. And so, this Sunday on the 23rd, we're hosting a community build for people to come out to and start. And we break it down very elementary assembly line style. So there is no knowledge required whatsoever. You might be sanding some boards. You might be staining some headboards. But yeah, so we start there. We also reach out to different local businesses if they want to host the build, get their employees involved, and we go that way too.
So what's the best way to learn about the organization? I imagine go to the website and then follow up. Very organized. You guys, I was commenting off the air. I mean, this is very well organized.
Yeah, so shpbeds.org. That's our headquarters. Like I said, there's multiple chapters of us, so that's kind of a good stop for seeing what we're up to as an organization. Otherwise, you can like and follow us on Facebook. It's just Sleep in Heavenly Peace, Wisconsin, Chippewa County.
Uh-huh.
And we will share that on both the WIB Wake Up Show and the WWIB Radio Facebook pages as well, so you can get in touch. And with a build coming up this Sunday then, Derek, is that something where there's still opportunity for people to join you? Does it need to be maybe a different month? What are the opportunities for volunteers there?
Yeah, so this one's going to be a 20-bed build. Dunn County is a brand-new chapter as well. They just received their tools, so their team is going to be invited out to assist on that one as well. We try to keep the volunteers around the 25 to 35 range, so everybody feels like they have a part,
sure.
Rather than standing around. So currently there are a few slots left open. That doesn't mean people can't stop by and check it out, you know, whether they're active or not. You know, by all means, come check out our warehouse. It's the old Don Smith Sales building on Four Corners there, which was generously donated to us, and you can check it out.
So that's where the builds happen, and again, right. Making sure that no child sleeps on the floor in our town. That's your tagline. That's just, it's such a powerful statement to me to make sure that kids have one of their most basic needs.
Right. Well, and I just, I've noticed that the price of lumber is through the roof. let's say I'm asking for a friend who's very accident prone and maybe can't come help. Donations, financial donations are welcome. Can I do that through the site?
Absolutely. Yeah. So through the site, if you were to make a donation, then you would get, right after that, you would get the in-kind receipt if that's something that interests you.
Okay.
But yeah, we just had a meeting two nights ago with headquarters, and it used to be $200 per bed, you know, with lumber, right, hardware, mattress. But with mattress, the foam going up in price,
yes,
for anybody who's bought a mattress recently knows that,
uh-huh,
as well as the lumber prices continue to go sky high.
Right.
The cost of one bed fully furnished is now up to $250.
Okay. Wow. That's quite an increase.
Yes.
Derek Loffenberg, president of the Chippewa County Chapter of Sleep in Heavenly Peace. The website, shpbeds.org. That's all one word, shpbeds.org. Derek, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. What a great mission.